Well, what do you do when a pandemic forces you to lock down for almost 2 years and you're a musician? The answer's simple. You release not one, but two EPs. That's what Sydney-based artist Andy Gollidge did. Now he's announced his first Australian tour coming up. Andy Gollidge, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Hey, Fran. How are you going?
Very well. We're waving each other through the glass here. Andy, you grew up in our country music capital, Tamworth. You moved to the city at a pretty young age, though. Did that Tamworth origin bring a influence your music, bring a bit of a duality to your music, do you think?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, I wasn't so much into country music when I was in Tamworth, probably just because you're exposed to it as a teenager and you kind of just went against the grain. And then it wasn't until I was in Sydney, living here for quite some time, that I kind of fell in love with it.
Andy, I don't know you, but I love this description of yourself, which is as a live wire and a gentle soul trapped in a 70s tuna fisherman's body. Well, I'm intrigued by that because I have my own visual image coming up. What do you mean by it?
Oh, you know, that was somebody. I was at a festival, and the festival MC, that was his depiction of me. Which I was quite happy with, you know. I think it's just
you look far too skinny to me to be a tuna fisherman.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen a few, and they're a bit beefier than you, yeah. I think. Sydney, when you last were here on Breakfast, Sydney had just gone back into lockdown. You'd released two EPs in the past 12 months. How does it feel to be sort of back, and are you trusting it? What are you feeling in your bones?
Yeah. I mean, before this new kind of variant came out, I was trusting it. But, you know, it's all, you never really know what's going to happen. But, you know, that's just life anyway. So,
what's happened with your EPs? What's happened to music generally during times of, at this sort of global lockdowns that we've all been through?
Well, I guess it just lives its life in people's ears, you know. It's not.
Have you got a sense of how many ears are listening to it?
Not really. I mean, I could, you know, it seems to be tracking well on all the platforms that you want it to track well on nowadays. So it seems to be doing well. And, you know, with the album coming out next year, early next year, I think we'll be okay. You know?
Tell us about the album. It's called Strength of a Queen. So you've had these two EPs. I'm not sure if there's going to be crossover with the album. But, you know, we had this discussion recently when Spotify agreed to sort of hide the shuffle button so albums could run as a flow. Adele was very big on that, as are many others, for obvious reasons. Is that important to you?
The track listing, yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, it ebbs and flows. It's got light and shadow. So, I mean, it's, you know, as a full body of work, it's an important thing if you're trying to tell some sort of story or send a message.
Okay. Well, you've got a brand new song you're going to play for us, which we're so excited about to have live music back. It's great. It's called Love Like This, the first single off your new album. Just tell us a tiny bit about it.
This is a love song that I wrote for my partner that I'm now seeing. But it's right with depression, like any good love song, so... it's pretty simple.
All right. Well, let's hear it. See if you can cheer us up at least. Here's Andy Gollidge. Love Like This.
Well, I can't think straight about nothing anymore. Love's a coming knocking like it never has before. There's a white line fever on the back of every night, and when I wake to the day, she's still there to treat me right. Loneliness never felt this good before. Well, I can't go back to the way it was before, but it always comes knocking when I've had 2 beers or more. There's a strange fuzzy feeling in the back of my head. Age is coming at me at a rate I don't care for. But with a love like this, don't weigh half as much no more. Well, she called me up, said I'm coming back. But by the time she got there, we were on the borderline. With the thought of damnation in the back of the bus. Well, we made it to the station, oh, but I had already thrown up. With a weight like this, it don't last too long anymore. Well, I crashed the party with a stomach full of drugs. Her eyes were quick to grab mine, and I could tell that she was lost. Can't recall of what we spoke of, but not a worry on my mind, except the growing fear of leaving without a lover close behind. All love like this these days is very hard to find.
And that's why I've invited him back for a second go. Andy Gollidge, if you missed his name, I know some of you have just tuned in and loving it. Andy Gollidge and his new song, Love Like This, which is the single from a new album called Strength of a Queen, which will be out early next year. But I'm going to do Andy a favour now. You can pre-order it right now.
You can.
And find out two dates, I think. Tour's kicking off in March, Andy, yeah?
Tour's kicking off in March. We've got a few shows in between then, just a few festivals and stuff. But, yeah,
tour kicks off in March. Andy, great to have you back. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, friend.
Andy Gollidge.